In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q Code presents Listening In, starring Rachel Brosnahan, created by Sabrina Jaglom.
Hesty, play Listening In.
Playing Listening In. Presented by Johnny Walker Blended Scotch Whiskey.
We need to talk.
I can't keep doing this every morning, Julia.
It can't wait.
Okay. What's on your mind?
We haven't been happy for a while, have we?
I don't think.
Have we?
I guess we haven't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
For the affair, or?
I don't know what you think is going on.
No, let's just cut the crap. Noah, I am tired. I am tired of fighting. I'm tired of your evasiveness. I am fucking tired.
Okay.
For once since we moved here, you are going to give me some straight answers. You're seeing someone in our building? Emily, right? Right?
Right.
Okay, then. Next question. Where are the documents?
What documents?
Noah, the documents that were in your desk. The ones I took pictures of on my phone. We both know what I'm talking about here, so let's stop playing games.
Don't.
Noah.
I'm serious. You need to stop asking questions. Stop talking to people. Please, for the last time, just stop. Stop, for both our sakes.
I can't. You have clearly gotten us into some serious shit here, and I'm trying to find a way out. And I think I have one, but I need those documents.
Listen to me. You're only making things worse.
What if I told you Henry is planning something?
You don't understand what's going on.
He's after you, and I need the documents back. I need something I can use. Please.
No. Just no. Leave it alone.
Oh, trust me. I want to. I want to leave, okay? I am leaving you. But I can't until I get myself out of this mess, and it would be a hell of a lot easier if you helped.
Leave if you want, or don't. But start minding your own goddamn business. Yeah. You should get that. I'm going into the office. We can finish this later.
It sounds like we are finished.
Yeah, I guess we are.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, have a moment?
Yeah. Did you find something?
I think so. I asked around about the business card and...
Actually, wait.
What?
Can you meet in person? I don't really know if I trust my apartment right now.
Okay. If you really think that's necessary.
I do. The cafe?
I'll head there now.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Susan.
Whoa, there. Everything okay?
Well, I think Noah and I just officially ended things. Two spies broke into my apartment last night, and I finally found concrete proof of what's been going on, only to have it disappear. So, yeah, I'm doing pretty great.
Wow.
Yep.
Sorry, who broke into your apartment?
Their names are Sienna and Shane.
Did you call the police?
No, I didn't.
Why in the world not?
They said a lot of insane stuff about Behemoth Oil, about how Henry and Noah changed Dreg's tech, how it's going to ruin the environment and kill millions of people.
What?
Shh. Yes. But the crazy thing is it all kind of makes sense. I think they were telling the truth.
Wow. Okay. What does Noah have to say about it?
Nothing, of course. But here's the problem.
We haven't gotten to the problem yet?
Apparently I'm in trouble. Big trouble. Or about to be. Basically, I know too much, which is insane because I still feel like I don't know anything.
Wait, they threatened you?
Not exactly. Actually, they offered to help me if I got them what they needed.
Do you trust them?
I mean, I don't have what they're looking for anymore, so I don't know if it even matters at this point.
Okay, I have to ask. Are you sure this isn't just from that brilliant brain of yours? Because I have to tell you, this feels like fiction, not reality.
You have no idea. But unfortunately, I'm pretty sure this is the real deal.
I was afraid you might say that.
Oh, they reacted super weirdly to the business card. Did you find out what it is?
Maybe. It's pretty strange, though.
Yeah, what else is new?
Have you ever heard of the SSE?
The what?
It stands for the Strategic Services of the Exterior.
Wait.
It was the precursor to the CIA, created during World War II and dissolved when the war ended.
Okay.
Their insignia is the exact same as the symbol on your card.
You're telling me I found a business card for a no longer existing spy organization in my apartment?
Maybe it's something else, but I'm beginning to believe anything at this point.
What the hell?
Hey, how are you doing with the Noah part of it all? I mean, that's a big deal, ending a marriage.
Honestly, right now it feels like the least of my worries. I'm sure it'll hit me harder when things calm down, but for the time being...
Who is it?
It says no caller ID.
Answer it.
Hello?
Julia?
Noah? Where are you calling me from?
Speak of the devil?
I can't really say.
Noah?
No, I actually don't know. I've been taken in. I'm not sure where exactly I am, though.
You've been what? Do you need me to call a lawyer?
What?
No. I'll be okay.
But taken in, I
Julia,
mean...
Julia, wait. I'm sorry about everything. I messed up.
Thank you. But seriously, I can
you
call...
You know what I've been thinking about? How I proposed.
What? Why?
Do you remember where I hid the ring?
Of course, but what does that have to do with...
I have to go.
Wait, no...
Take care of yourself. Okay.
What did he have to say?
He's been taken in.
What do you mean?
Something is wrong. I bet this is what they were talking about.
You've got to take a few steps back for me here. Who was talking about what?
That couple, Sienna and Shane. They warned Henry was out for blood. Do you think he got Noah into trouble?
And Noah didn't say anything else? Or where exactly he is?
No, he just kept talking about how he proposed to me, of all things.
For real?
Yeah. He proposed with this elaborate scavenger hunt, and the ring was buried in a bag of coffee beans at the end.
Maybe he's feeling nostalgic, you know, now that things are over?
Maybe. Wait a minute. I think it was a clue.
What do you mean?
I think he left something in our coffee beans.
You're kidding.
I don't know why else he would have mentioned it, and he was messing with them a few days ago. I need to get back to the apartment.
I'm coming.
You really don't have to.
I'm coming. Grab your bag.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
I did not wear the right shoes for today.
Hi, Mrs. Rhodes.
What?
Nothing. Just saying hello.
Oh. Okay. Hi.
Afternoon. I'm just realizing I still haven't even seen your place.
We'll see how much longer it's actually mine.
I do know a good divorce lawyer.
One thing at a time.
This place is huge. You should definitely keep it. What on earth are you doing? Redecorating?
I'd rather not be surprised by someone barging in. It's more common than not nowadays.
Okay.
Now let's hope I'm right.
Lead the way.
Come on.
Pour it out?
I was so sure it would be in here.
It was a nice thought.
Unless...
What?
Maybe there's another bag somewhere. Yes! Looks like Noah did some grocery shopping after all. I knew it!
What does it say?
Look.
There is no way you can make sense of this.
It's Noah's handwriting. I'm not positive, but I think they're his notes on what he changed with Dreg's tech. Yeah, see here? I've seen this formula 1,000 times. This is how it used to be. So this must be what it is now. And look, there's Henry and Noah's signatures.
So that's it, right? You have proof.
I think so.
What are you gonna do now?
I'm not sure.
Who's that?
Help me put the beans back in here with the paper.
Oh. One moment!
They really got everywhere.
Coming!
Help me move the couch.
Ugh.
dear. Sorry to just drop by like this.
No problem. This is my friend Susan.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise. Well, you know, if this is a bad time, I can come back later.
No, this is fine.
I'll leave you to it. Julia, call me later.
Will do.
Bye.
Would you like to come in?
Yes, thanks.
Can I get you anything?
No, thank you, dear. You know, I finally met that husband of yours.
Oh?
With another woman in the building. Emily.
Yes. I think he's my soon-to-be ex-husband, actually.
The reason I'm here is this morning I saw two men outside of your door, and it looked like they were picking your lock.
Oh.
But don't you worry. I caught them right in time and pestered them until they went away.
Thank you. Do you have any idea who they were? What did they look like?
They gave me this to give to you. I knocked earlier, but you weren't home.
Yeah, I know this business card. I've seen one like this recently, but
I can help you get in contact with them if you'd like.
Really?
I wasn't always retired, you know. I worked for an affiliated organization.
You did? So Susan was right.
I'll leave it at that for now. Do you have something to write a number down with?
Yes. Let me get a pen. Thank you so much.
Of course, dear. Don't forget, I'm always next door.
I really appreciate it. Mrs. Greenberg?
Yes?
Would you mind? I hope this isn't too weird. Can I keep something in your apartment?
What is it?
Just a bag of coffee. I can explain, but
No need. You've lived as long as I have. You learn not to ask.
I can't thank you enough.
Just bring me some more of that delicious cake again. We'll call it even.
You got it.
See you soon.
Really? Nothing after all this? Fuck.
Oh, get me another drink, will you?
Coming.
Thanks.
Are you feeling relieved?
It's not over yet. Show him in, will you? What can I do for you, boss? You handled Noah? Yeah, problem solved. For now. But there are one too many loose ends for my taste. The wife? Exactly. Give it a few days so things can settle. But then take care of it. You got it.
Julia? Hello? Anybody home? Julia.
She might not be listening.
She's home. She's listening. Better hurry, Julia. You're running out of time.
And we won't wait around forever.
Unplug it.
This can't be happening. Wait, the card.
Julia, hello?
How did you know my name?
You got our card?
Who are you?
I'm a friend.
My friends tell me their names.
I just texted you an address. See you there at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Wait a minute, I'm
Don't
not...
be late.
Listening In stars Rachel Brosnahan as Julia, with Manish Dayal as Noah, Bridget Reagan as Susan, Caroline Aaron as Mrs. Greenberg, David Aaron Baker as Henry, Adeline Rudolph as Sienna, Daniel J. Watts as Shane. Additional performances by Kevin O'Yang, Jessica Van, Simon Jaglom, and Peter Friedman. Created, written, and directed by Sabrina Jaglom. Executive produced by Rachel Brosnahan, Sabrina Jaglom, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yeeling, Marielle Redlin, and Justin Levy. Co-executive producers Michelle Zarati and Russell Kahn. Produced by Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson and Brian Kesley. Music editor David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Sarah Ma. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Neronia. Edited by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon, and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lamps Lampadina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Casting directors for guest roles, Mayank Butcher. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson and Brandon Wisner. Production assistants, Nathan Yan, Jillian Evanez, and Cassie Cormier. Post coordinators, Rachel Yanover and Beatrice Neronia. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Devin Hennessy, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Ashton Harold, and Celeste Armstrong. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Listening In is a Q-Code, Automatic, and Scrap Paper Pictures production.
Listening In is presented by Johnny Walker Blended Scotch Whiskey. Progress often starts with a bold first step. Learn how the world's number one Scotch whiskey is celebrating and enabling first strides at johnnywalker.com. Keep walking.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy Lavallee.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.